Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
This is Money FM 89.3 and I'm Bernard Lim. Well, amid the unique backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's Emerging Enterprise Awards of 2020 will look to recognize small and medium-sized enterprises that demonstrate innovation, resilience and sustainability despite the challenging circumstances. Well, in its 13th year, the awards are jointly organized by the Business Times and OCBC, are held every year to celebrate and recognize emerging businesses with an enterprising mindset. And COVID-19 is putting each business resiliency and innovative thinking to the test. And today we speak to Bill Lee, Group Managing Director, and Valerie Naden, Group Executive Director, Technology and Architecture at Azendon Solutions. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bennett.
Thank you, Bennett.
Can you tell us, Bill, more about Azendon Solutions and what does Azendon Solutions offer?
We are a Singapore-based company. We provide a data-driven and AI-enabled smart city solution. Currently, our focus is on education and the built environment. We are founded about 5 years ago by a group of professionals, each with more than 20 years in the data analytics domain. We chose to follow our belief that digital 4.0 world will be driven more by application and software than by hardware and equipment. We believe that what we do matters because our work impacts on the environment and the community which we serve. This motivated us to leave the security of large technology MNCs and risk being in the uncomfortable and uncertainty of a startup.
I can imagine what it's like. Okay, given the digital nature of your offering, Bill, what kind of impact has the COVID-19 pandemic had on your business?
The COVID-19 induced recession affected many businesses in our communities. However, it has also sped up the adoption of a digital 4.0 solution. As our solution enhanced productivity gain and overall resource performance, organizations in the education and training and also the built environment, they are more open to using our solutions now. This will be our best financial year yet, you know, and we believe we will continue to grow even after the economy recovers.
Mm-hmm. And let's bring Valerie into the conversation right now. Valerie, tell us more about your light on campus and estate solutions. And these have been somewhat illuminated as a result of the current environment, haven't they?
Our smart campus solution is used today by 6 Singapore institutes of higher learning, mm-hmm. with more coming on board in the coming months. This solution also enhances and focuses the use of resources to stretch that education dollar further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it progresses every student or learner to the maximum of their abilities. Our smart estate or building solution is capable of visualizing all building-related data in real time to provide a 360 view of a single or portfolio of assets. It also provides predictive maintenance and fault detection capabilities to ensure consistent satisfaction mm-hmm. to the occupants of the building. And it also provides a fully automated AI-driven energy optimization solution, which will improve sustainability and hopefully reduce carbon footprint.
Okay. Well, on the back of that, Valerie, how have you had to change and strategize elements of your own business to kind of accommodate the new norm that we're going through right now?
One thing we've discovered is that working from home does not always mean lower productivity. In fact, with the right processes and frameworks in place, our productivity has actually improved during this period. We are also exploring the feasibility of a virtual physical workforce with employees from other countries working from where they are. This not only expands the pool of qualified resources which we need, but it also helps us to actually manage our cost of operations. What's interesting to know is that in Azendon, we do not have a HR function.
Mm-hmm.
We have a people and culture function. This is especially important as this team is set up to explore how a virtual physical workforce can be motivated and imbue the culture of collaboration, innovation and diversity.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Bill Lee, the Group Managing Director, and Valerie Nathan, the Group Executive Director, Technology and Architecture at Zendian Solutions. And Valerie, while the pandemic has affected many enterprises here in Singapore, Zendian has been pretty busy as well, we hear. Any new projects or products in the pipeline?
Yes, we've been actually very, very busy. And our teams are actually working harder than ever. We continue to serve our current customers and are actually building new partnerships with other clients as well.
And while you mainly operate in the Southeast Asia, you've also received keen interest from the rest of APAC as well, especially Japan and Australia. So, Bill, do you have plans to expand for the company?
Yes. While Singapore is where we are based and Southeast Asia is where we learn our trade and sharpen our abilities, we see the rest of Asia as a potential market in the next phase of growth. And we will also push beyond Asia when the opportunity arises. For now, we have to continue to develop our products and expand our offering. We also have to build very strong sales and delivery capabilities in our organization to facilitate this expansion. That also means onboarding distributors and implementing partners, you know, in every market which we serve. All this expansion plan will require funding, and we are in the midst of raising our Series A-plus round to build momentum for growth.
Mm-hmm. Nice to hear that. Congratulations, of course, for being nominated for this year's OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a bit more about this entire process? I'm sure you must have undergone many rounds of interviews with our OCBC friends. What have you learned so far?
When we learned about, you know, our nomination, it brought a certain excitement among the teams. Now, this is an excellent accolade, you know, which will bring a sense of pride. And it also confirms what we believe, you know, which is what we do matters, you know, and it has encouraged our team tremendously. Thank you.
Well, you're in the running right now, so you have a chance to kind of have a go at winning this. So tell us, what does winning actually mean to you and obviously for the rest of the company?
Winning this award is an acknowledgement from the community that our product focus and our solution strategy are on the right track. It will give us the confidence to push ahead, while at the same time, you know, raise Zendian Solutions' profile amongst the community which we will serve. Winning this award would definitely help us in our expansion and achieving what we believe in.
Wonderful to hear all that as well. So we wish you all the very best, Bill and Valerie. And we'll be speaking to Bill Lee, the Group Managing Director, and Valerie Nathan, the Group Executive Director, Technology and Architecture from Zendian Solutions, one of the nominees for the Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020. I'm Bernard Lim, and this is Money FM 89.3.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times, recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence.